Introduction. While writing this book, Training and Hiring of New Salespeople, I needed to have a product to use as an example. I used motorcycles. However, the advice given in this book would work for many other products, such as automobiles, mobile homes, furniture, and just about any product where there are salespeople. For the past 30 years, I have crisscrossed this country, as well as a few others, hiring and training for motorcycle dealerships with tremendous success. There are a ton of potentially good salespeople who are unemployed that would love to go to work for you. The goal is to find them, book an interview, and convince them to come to 3 days of training with the knowledge that they might not get hired. When I do a sales training and hiring job for a dealership, on average, they want me to hire and train 4 to 5 new salespeople. I will use 5 as an example in this book. I need 3 full days of training to give the people all I got. I always suggest that the dealership should hire 1 additional person because one way or another, they will lose someone in a few days. Sometimes someone hired doesn't show up on the first day of work. This will not be a big deal if you follow this method, as you will have several trained people ready to step in and fill any holes in the sales department. I also suggest inviting your last place salesperson to the sales training. Several times in my career, the last place salesperson became the top salesman after my training. I also use them as a friendly spy to let me know if they have met any undesirables. Sometimes they can get a much deeper opinion of someone than I can because they spend time with them during the breaks and/or lunch. Their advice can be very valuable. Another couple of reasons I like the last place salesperson to be at the training is that the people who get hired will have someone to feel comfortable with when they start working for you. Also, the last place salesperson does not want to look bad to the people who are looking up to them. And the next thing you know, their gotta-wanna and training kicks in and they become a top salesperson. My goal is to have 50 interviews lined up. It normally takes me 3 to 4 days of taking calls to book that many. By the end of the first interview at your dealership, I am hoping to have 40 people say they will be attending the first day of a 3-day training course. 80% of the people who say they are coming normally do. So on average, I have 35 people in class the first day. If the dealership wanted to hire 5 people, the class would be cut to 10 people after the first day of training, twice the number needed. After the launch of the 3rd day of training, I hold a final role play and select the top 5 scores to start work, or at least begin the drug and background test and to do the hiring paperwork. I will not only be sharing my training methods and style, but also the philosophies behind my thinking. Most of the philosophy should be passed on to the people you are training. If the salespeople don't understand why they should say and do certain things, then they probably won't get said or done. I wrote a book called Motorcycle Sales Made Easy. It is a salesman version of this book. I sincerely believe that everybody in sales should have their own copy of the book or the audiobook. I also believe that a new salesperson should not start on the showroom floor before they have read it or listened to it. It is available on Amazon.com as well as my other books. In this book, I will explain the step-by-step method that I have used for the past 30 years. I will be covering the following 14 subjects. 1. Placing the ad. 2. What to say when someone responds. 3. Booking the interview. 4. What to explain at the interview. 5. Explaining the cut process. 6. Scoring the candidates. 7. Getting prepared for training. 8. First day of training. 9. Role playing. 10. The first cut. 11. The second day of training. 12. The 3rd day of training. 13. The final role play. And 14. Selecting the new salespeople.